Hello everyone, my name is Miyako. Today, we are reading the story of Miss Muppet by Beatrix Potter. This is another Beatrix Potter story. Are you ready, guys? Get cozy! This is a pussy called Miss Muppet. She thinks she had heard a mouse. Squeak, 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 squeak. This is the mouse peeping out behind the cupboard and making fun of Miss Muppet. He is not afraid of kittens. This is Miss Muppet jumping just too late. She missed the mouse and hit her own head. Ow! She thinks it is a very hard cupboard. The mouse watches Miss Muppet from the top of the cupboard. Miss Muppet ties up her head in a duster and sits before the fire. The mouse thinks she is looking very ill. He comes sliding down the bell pool. Miss Muppet looks worse and worse. The mouse came a little near. Miss Muppet holds her poor head in her paws. Ow. And looks at him through a hole in the duster. The mouse comes very close. And then all of a sudden, Miss Muppet jumps upon the mouse and because the mouse has teased Miss Muppet, Miss Muppet thinks she will tease the mouse, which is not at all nice of Miss Muppet. Bad pussy. She ties him up in the duster and toss it like about like a ball. But she forgot about that hole in the duster, and when she untied it, there was no mouse. He has wiggled out and run away, and he is dancing a jig on the top of the cupboard. The end. What do you think? If someone teases you, what will you do? Like the mouse tease Miss Muppet? I think both of them, Miss Muppet and the mouse, should learn be thoughtfulness. Thoughtfulness helps you think carefully and clearly. If someone teases me, I'll say, stop teasing. Or saying, you cannot tease me ever again, you know. Or say that teasing is not nice. Or then I'll say, I forgive you, but don't tease ever again. Bye-bye, guys. Come back with stories with Little Nana soon. And don't forget to practice being thoughtful.